The murder this week of a gay rights activist in Bangladesh sparked outrage here in Washington. The man had worked for the U.S. Embassy, and the State Department is now offering to help in the investigation. The murder is also raising difficult questions for an administration that has been encouraging gay activists to promote social change in conservative countries like Bangladesh. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
An al-Qaeda-linked group claimed responsibility for hacking to death USAID employee Zulhas Manan and one of his friends. The murder sent shockwaves through the State Department.
It's a great tragedy. It's felt especially deeply because he was also a member of our family.
That's Randy Berry, who's the first ever special envoy for the human rights of the LGBTI community, that is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex individuals whose sex is unclear at birth.
Any day I learn about violence against a member of this community based out of fear or ignorance or hate, I feel it deeply. But almost a day doesn't pass where that doesn't happen.
We sit in his office at the State Department talking about Manan's murder and whether the U.S. has any moral obligation to protect activists who feel emboldened by this administration's support for their cause. Ambassador Berry puts it this way.
For any human rights activist, there is always an element of risk that's involved. That's the nature of social change. And I don't mean to short sell that at all. I feel the weight of that significantly.
That's why he says his guiding principle is do no harm. Berry says he's been to 42 countries over the past year and always consults with local activists to get a better sense of what they'd like him to do or to say and how hard to push their agenda with local government officials. That makes sense to Graham Reed, who runs the LGBT programs at Human Rights Watch.
Berry has done an extremely good job of working in a low-profile way and who has avoided being a kind of finger-wagging moralist on these kinds of issues. So I think that the approach that he's taken in very difficult circumstances has been a good one.
Reed says the murder in Bangladesh has to be seen in context. It's a country where bloggers and secular activists are under threat by Islamist extremists. More than a dozen have been killed in the past 2 years alone.
So the question is one intimidated by the tactics of these groupings who are basically intolerant of anyone who doesn't agree with their very narrow vision of the world?
The Obama administration's LGBTI envoy, Berry, says the U.S. is one player among many trying to push for social change. And change comes slowly, even at home, he says. Berry joined the State Department just a few years after the U.S. government stopped revoking security clearances of gay Foreign Service officers. Same-sex partners didn't have basic benefits until recently.
When my husband and I made our transfer from Kathmandu, where we were living at the time, to New Zealand, which was our next post, we had to pay for that one-way ticket all by ourselves, even though I was being transferred for work. You know, those days are gone.
The State Department still can't get same-sex partners accredited in all countries around the world, but Berry says the U.S. now has 8 openly gay ambassadors serving abroad and a human rights agenda that supports the LGBTI community. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.